All right, hanging out here with Steve. How's everything going, man?
Good, man. What's shaking?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Loving the song, nice, Mr. Bartender. We're going to play that in just a little bit. But first, let's find out a bit more about you so all the listeners maybe get a better idea of who you are, and maybe that connects into the song in some way. We'll find out with a song like Mr. Bartender. But you grew up in Vancouver, then moved out to Calgary, and that apparently is sort of where you really got immersed in country music?
Yeah, 100%. I was very aware of country music growing up, but I think versions that I was aware of was probably whatever like my grandparents would have listened to. So some really old Hank Williams stuff, and I felt it was very twangy. You know, it was kind of the opposite of the country music that actually was coming out. And then when I moved to Calgary, there it was right in your face. That was kind of my introduction to, to 90s country anyways, or what I call kind of like some of the best eras of country. Not to say those old eras were bad, but yeah.
So, I mean, did you come from a musical family, or was it just something that you happened to pick up and enjoy doing?
I did not actually come from a musical family at all. I do believe I have a great uncle that maybe busked or somewhere around. I don't really know the whole story, but I mean, that's as far as it extends for me for other people that play music. My sister took piano lessons when we were kids, and then I got suckered into it when I was six. And I did 1 year piano, and that was it. And then my sister quit, I think, right at that time, because I was starting to learn some songs that she was learning, and she was 5 years ahead of me.
Oh, wow.
And I don't think she liked that. And my piano teacher didn't like that either, and I always hated that. That's why I quit. And she's like, you shouldn't be learning this song. It's too far ahead or whatever. And I was already like playing it, so it never made sense to me that she didn't want me to go any further with that. So.
What drove you to want to pursue music as an actual career? Because it's one thing to, you know, love to play the guitar, hang out with your buddies, bust it out at the bonfire, sing in the shower, but it's a whole other thing to kind of tackle music as a career.
Yeah, I think I also grew up in an era where I feel like it had a bit more a possibility to become a professional musician at a level that I say I'm at right now, as opposed to it's kind of tightened over the years. Is the easiest way to put it. But I grew up listening to bands like Guns N' Roses and Metallica, like some of the hard rock bands that came out in the early 90s. Anytime that I'd see a music video or see anything of them on Much Music or whatever, I would be very, very envious of their lifestyle. It seemed like they were just doing whatever they wanted to do, flying around the world and like having the best time ever and just showing up and playing cities. And I don't know, that seemed like the best idea ever, is just to travel around, play guitar with my friends and see the world. That was the original motivator. Still is the same motivator, to be honest.
So what got you pursuing country music? Because I know you played a lot of rock music, and as you're just mentioning, you kind of grew up with, you know, Guns N' Roses and all that on what I'm going to guess was MTV or Much Music.
Yeah, and that was back, I mean, I would say in the era of music videos. The era of music videos was 30 years long. But that was the era of like when music videos are really kind of popping and everything was right in your face. And in country music, I don't know. I feel like there was like a separate channel, the country music television, right? CMT was like a fully separate thing. And I feel like I never really got exposed to it until I moved to Calgary. And once I did, once I started hearing, it was the guitar that kind of put me over. Once I started hearing some of these crazy session players on these albums, and nowadays guys like Brad Paisley and stuff, right? But just playing these licks that sounded almost impossible, and to me it was like, I don't know, like, and it bared resemblance to like very, very like next level like progressive metal stuff, where it was like, wow, that's a very complicated guitar part, and it's made to sound so easy and so perfect. And I think that kind of drew me really into, I mean, the guitar driven stuff, and it was much more guitar driven back in the 90s.
Yeah, when you talk about the guitars, and you know, you're mentioning Brad Paisley, he's pretty much the guy that really got me listening to country music myself. But I'm also sitting there thinking like Keith Urban, and just, I've never met Keith Urban, seems like the nicest guy in the world, but at the same time I'm sitting there going, how in the world are you this good looking, sing that good, and can shred a guitar like that? Life is unfair. Life is unfair.
it's almost like he's like he's an underrated guitar player because he does all those other things, and people don't think of him as like when I think of Keith Urban, I'm very aware that he plays guitar, but I think of like, oh, he's Keith Urban, the artist, you know, like I think of Brad Paisley, the guitar player.
Oh, I almost feel that way with, like, for example, Lindsay L, where very beautiful, an amazing singer, but then the amount of people I don't think who actually realize she can shred on a guitar until they see her live and their jaws just hit the floor. And I'm like, yeah, you didn't know this was coming, did you?
Man, you could YouTube a video of Lindsay when she was, I think, 17 or 18, and she's going toe-to-toe with Buddy Guy, and so like legendary blues guitar player, and there's a video of her back and forth with him, and they're going back and forth, like solo, lick, lick, and she's holding her own, man, at 18 years old, and like people don't realize that, like I look at Lindsay as like she's a guitar player, but I also knew her back then.
All right, well, we're getting ready to play your song, Mr. Bartender. It's a country, very bluesy type song. I mean, how'd this one come about for you, and what made you really want to put this song out there?
So this is I wrote the first paragraph of the song, I think, in 2015 or 16. And I always had it. I always thought it was catchy. It had nothing to really do with anything personally or anything, but I also realized that like some of the lyrics could be like, it's very universal. It's a lighthearted drinking song is what it's supposed to be. At some point, I realized that I was putting out a couple of songs that when I'd go to book a live show, people had this expectation of these songs that I already put out when I was actually quite a bit more rock country, I suppose, than like the folk side of stuff, like the earlier stuff that I put out. So it was kind of surprising, I think, sometimes when I would play live shows. So I figured I had to put out some guitar-driven blues rock songs, and I, just kind of met up with Talia, the girl that plays fiddle with me, and we went through a couple of things, and I wrote the rest of the lyrics, I think, in an hour and a half, and kind of loosely based it off of, I grew up playing music and bartending to support my music career, so I always kind of would watch the one person that would just well overstay how long they should stay at a bar. And I've also, been that person on a day off, I'm sure, a few times too. So I felt like there was nobody else qualified to do this song, to write the song, other than myself. So I felt it needed to be written.
So what does the rest of your 2024 look like? I know you got a large section of tour dates coming through May and June. Unfortunately, you're not coming to our neck of the woods, but I'm sure you'll have to plan that in next time. But
yeah, next time would be great. I'm not even going to Edmonton this time. I'm going, Lacombe is as far north as I'm going. Almost mandatory as a Calgary country artist or Calgary-based country artist to kind of be back here for Stampede, right? So it is what it is. And there are some Stampede shows that I've got booked. There's a couple in the Stampede grounds as well. And a couple little shows coming up. And that whole tour is from May 11th to June 21st. And I will be out on the road all across, southern Alberta and southern British Columbia. And just kicking around the West Coast for the spring, just like I did last year. So it was a nice little visit. And being from Vancouver, too, it's nice to kind of feel like everybody that's like cool in my life that I've ever known from Vancouver or Calgary that like didn't want to be city dwellers, they all kind of like migrated towards each other in the middle. So I get to actually see quite a few old friends and stay with old friends and go for dinners. And it's a really nice thing, nice way to go visit some friends. So yeah, very much looking forward to that.
Awesome, man. Well, the song is amazing. I'm sure people are really going to enjoy it as we're about to play it. Thanks for taking the time to hang out and talk today, Steve.
Thank you, man.